The Veterans of Foreign Wars of the United States Department of Washington is celebrating its century service this year. We thank and honor them for 100 years of supporting veterans, military, families, and communities in Washington State. Tonight, we welcome the 25-year retired United States Army Field Artillery veteran. He served in 17 different countries and earned his VFW eligibility from tours in Korea, Bosnia, Kosovo, and Iraq. Ladies and gentlemen, your 100 Veterans of Foreign Wars, Washington State Commander, Chad Hasbrook. Nice pitch, Commander Hasbrook. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up one more time for VFW Washington State Commander Chad Hasbrook. Batting first, the shortstop, number 6, Drew Jackson. Batting second, the center fielder, number 26, Billy McKinney. Batting third, the catcher, number 33, Shane Langoliers. Batting fourth, the first baseman, number 16, Matt Anderson. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, number 20, Dervish Garcia. Batting sixth, the third baseman, number 17, Jonah Fry. Batting seventh, the right fielder, number 3, Christian Lopes. Batting eighth, the second baseman, number 2, Nick Gavin. Batting ninth, the left fielder, number 19, Dalton Kelly. Tonight's starting pitcher for the Aviators is number 47, Avery Martinez.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, good evening and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Rainiers host the Las Vegas Aviators in Game 4 of a six-game series. Well, the Aviators, the Oakland A's affiliate, have won the last two after the Rainiers took the opener on Tuesday. So Vegas leading the series 2-1. Rainiers looking to even it up tonight. They've got Justice Sheffield on the mound. The left-hander is coming off of back-to-back strong outings, both at Sacramento on the year and four starts for Tacoma. He's 0-3 with an 8.76 ERA. Last time out, though, just one run allowed in five innings and no walks for Sheffield in that game. He'll be opposed by Las Vegas right-hander Adrian Martinez. Martinez has made seven starts for the Oakland A's AAA club. He's 0-2 with a 6.83 ERA. Just 17 days ago, he made his major league debut for the Oakland A's, making a spot start in the big leagues. Adrian Martinez on the hill for Las Vegas. Justice Sheffield for the Tacoma Rainiers. Should be a good one tonight. The AAA affiliates of the AL West rivals, the Mariners and the A's. When we come back on the pregame show, we'll look back at yesterday's game and get you caught up on the latest roster moves right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on the Las Vegas Aviators tonight, game four of the six-game series. The Rainiers lost yesterday. Vegas won 5-2. Gave the Rainiers a taste of their own medicine. Tacoma is second in the league with 64 home runs this year. Yesterday, Vegas was the team hitting them, and they're last in the league in homers, but Dalton Kelly hit a three-run shot in the third inning, and Jonah Pride a two-run homer in the fourth, and that gave Vegas the five runs that they needed to win it. Fewer than that. Tacoma had just two runs on three hits yesterday, all three hits singles. In fact, the Rainiers' offense has been limited these last two games. Three hits yesterday, four hits the game before. We're looking for a little more offense from the Rainiers' hitters here tonight. We do have a roster move. The Mariners today officially called up Rowenis Elias to replace the reliever Drew Steckenrider, who was optioned yesterday. Steckenrider has reported to the Rainiers today. He's available in the bullpen tonight. Also, Rowenis Elias was not on the Mariners' 40-man roster, so they had to make room. And they designated for assignment the Rainiers reliever Riley O'Brien. So he is in baseball purgatory for the moment, as he is going to find out if over the course of the next couple days if any other team claims him and he gets traded traded away out of the organization, or if he's going to clear waivers and join the Rainiers. So we'll find out the fate of Riley O'Brien here in a couple of days. Well, Tacoma is getting ready to take on the Aviators. The lineup's being announced. We'll get to the starting lineups in tonight's game right after this.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors about bundling your home and auto.
In sports, three goals is a hat trick. And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's two things. A hat trick is three. But in this metaphor, great savings counts as two goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's like four goals, and that's more than three. It's basic math.
Forest Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Las Vegas Aviators, who have a record of 24 wins and 21 losses. The Oakland A's AAA club is managed by Fran Reardon. Leading off, playing shortstop is Drew Jackson. Batting second, center fielder Billy McKinney. Hitting third and doing the catching is Shea Langeliers. In the cleanup spot, the first baseman Matt Davidson. Batting fifth is designated hitter Darmis Garcia. Hitting sixth, the third baseman Jonah Bride. Batting seventh and playing right field is Christian Lopes. Hitting eighth, the second baseman Nick Allen. And batting ninth, Dalton Kelly. He's in left field. On the mound for Vegas, right-hander Adrian Martinez. Martinez is 0-2 with a 6.83 ERA. Well, the Red Ears are 16-29 on the season. The Seattle Mariners AAA affiliate is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Tacoma's going to lead off with Jared Kelnick. Kelnick is in left field. Batting second, the rehabbing Mariner, Evan White. He is the designated hitter today. Hitting third and playing shortstop is Eric Mejia. In the cleanup spot, third baseman Zach Green. Batting fifth and playing first base is Joe Odom. Hitting sixth and catching is Andrew Knapp. Batting seventh, right fielder Marcus Wilson. Hitting eighth, center fielder Billy Hamilton. And batting ninth and playing second base, it's Mason McCoy. On the mound for the Red Ears, left-hander Justice Sheffield. Sheffield's 0-3 with an 8.76 ERA. Our umpires today behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Brian Walsh. At first base is Jose Navas, and over at third it's Ben Phillips. Tacoma and Las Vegas in game four of this series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of tonight's game right after this.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Las Vegas Aviators. Sheffield throwing his warm-up pitches now. And lights are on here at the ballpark. We've got some partly cloudy skies overhead. We had rain here over the course of the last 2 hours or so, but it stopped probably 45 minutes ago when they removed the tarp and chalked the lines, and we're ready to go. The grounds crew doing a great job here at Cheney Stadium as we are still dealing with the early season weather here in Tacoma, but hopefully summer will come here soon. Red Deers are home here through this weekend, and then they've got a two-city road trip coming up, 9 games in 11 days, going to Reno and then Salt Lake, and then the Red Deers are going to be back home on Friday, June 10th for an extended homestand from the 10th to the 19th, and ideally we'll be done with our rain by then. What do you think? Any chance? Sheffield's wrapped up the warm-ups. The Red Deers are wearing the red jerseys and red hats today with the white pants. Las Vegas wearing their yellow / orange jerseys with the navy blue sleeves. Their leadoff man, Drew Jackson, settles into the batter's box. Jackson carries a 9-game hitting streak coming into play tonight. He's hitting .259, and he stands in now. Sheffield's ready to go. And the first pitch of the game is on its way, and it's a swing and a foul back, and we have begun. Justice Sheffield began the year in the Mariners' bullpen, optioned to Tacoma right around May 1st to get stretched out as a starting pitcher, and that's exactly what has happened. So the 0-1 pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. Sheffield has had his pitch count and inning count to increase from outing to outing. As here's one inside for a ball. Didn't have his pitch count increase last time out. 58 pitches last time out, but he was extremely economical, and he went 5 innings for his first time since joining the Rainiers rotation. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, so the count's even 2-2. Sheffield brings the count even now. Here comes the 2-2 on its way, and it is a check swing. Did he go? No, says first base umpire Jose Navas on the appeal, and the count is full, 3-2. Sheffield takes a deep breath, and he's into his motion, and now the 3-2 pitch is swung on and bounced towards third, a two-hopper. Green has it. He throws to first in time for the out, and one man is gone at the top of the first inning. Sheffield gets Drew Jackson on a two-bouncer to third base. And now Billy McKinney will be the batter. McKinney, one of just two left-handed hitters in the Vegas lineup today, as their manager, Fran Reardon, has five position players on the bench, and every single one of them is a left-handed hitter. He benched as many lefties as he could against Sheffield. Here's the pitch to McKinney, and it's a fastball in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. McKinney in 10 games with Vegas is batting .361 with 3 homers. Began the year in the big leagues with the A's. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, there's strike two. And Sheffield throwing a fastball past him. No balls, 2 strikes. Sheffield's into his motion, and the 0-2 pitch is the slider away, and McKinney lays off of it. 1-2. Justice Sheffield, 26 years old, with his next pitch, and it is popped up foul and out of play on the third base side. Still 1-2. Sheffield gets the sign from Andrew Knapp. And the 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with another breaking ball, and down goes McKinney. And Sheffield has his first strikeout of the night. 2 away. And now Shea Langeliers will be the batter. Langeliers hitting in the number 3 spot. Big power threat And the Vegas lineup hitting 263 with 11 homers and 28 runs batted in. Sheffield into his motion, and the pitch is swung on, hit in the air to right, but shallow. Coming in is Wilson, and he won't get there. It drops in for a hit. Little end of the bat, base hit into right field for Shea Langeliers, and there's the first base runner of the game. This was just a case of Langeliers reaching out and looping it off the end of his bat into right. So now the dangerous Matt Davidson comes to the plate. With two teams in the league this year, Davidson's batting 284 with 10 homers. And he's the guy who's hit bunches of homers in the major leagues. He windmills the bat in the batter's box, and Sheffield Cubs set. Here's the pitch, and it is a fastball outside. Sheffield working with Andrew Knapp behind the plate. Knapp caught Sheffield on Sunday in Sacramento when Sheffield had his best outing of the year. Yeah, the 1-0 is fouled back. Counts even, 1-1. Sheffield with a glance towards first. Langeliers has his lead, and the 1-1 pitch is a fastball inside. Two balls, one strike to Davidson. Got a little breeze blowing out towards center field. Now the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Big rip by Davidson at a 93-mile-per-hour heater, and he came up empty. Counts even now. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch from Sheffield is on its way, and it's swung on and grounded through to right field and into the outfield, a base hit. And going to second and stopping there is Langeliers. Matt Davidson shoots a hard ground ball through the right side, and it's back-to-back two-out hits for Langeliers and Davidson, both hitting sinkers on the outside edge the other way into right field. And now another power hitter steps into the batter's box, Dermis Garcia, who's hitting 276 with four homers. He hit 31 homers last year in Double A in the Yankees system. Sheffield with a pitch to Garcia, and this catches the inside edge for a strike. So two on, two out at the top of the first inning, just underway here at Cheney Stadium. And the pitch is down low for a ball. 1-1 the count. Now the next pitch from Sheffield is swung on and lined into right center field, and that's into the alleyway for extra bases. Around third is Langeliers. He will score. Taking third and stopping there is Davidson. Checking in at second base with an RBI double is Dermis Garcia. And the Aviators are on the board at the top of the first inning. It is 1-0. Three consecutive two-out hits. And this one was really struck well. Into the alleyway and right center sent Billy Hamilton chasing after it. Dermis Garcia with his eighth double of the year and 12th run batted in. So now Jonah Bride hits with runners at second and third and two outs. And the pitch is a fastball call to strike. Sheffield wants to put an end to this inning right here. 0-1 pitch coming. And it is swung on and hit in the air to left, struck well. Back is Kelnick, and it is over his head and up against the fence. Davidson scores, Garcia scores, and in at second base with a slide is Jonah Bride. A two-run double off the wall in left field, And Vegas makes it 3-0 at the top of the first inning on four consecutive two-out hits. So Jonah Pride with the two-run double. And now Christian Lopes will be the batter. And the Rainiers pitching coach, Alon Leishman, is going to the mound to talk to Sheffield. Rainiers are playing this game without manager Tim Fedorovich, who is away from the park today due to concerns about a COVID-19 close contact. So they didn't want to be around the team. So he is away from the team right now. And Zach Vincey is the acting manager for today's game. Vincey said he's done this before, but only in the Arizona Rookie League last year for two games in a similar situation. And upon questioning, he revealed that his all-time record as a fill-in manager is one win and one loss. So there's the stats for you. Well, Leishman is done with his visit and on his way back to the dugout. Jonah Bride, the runner at second base with two outs, and Christian Lopes is at the plate. And Sheffield checks the runner, and his pitch is a breaking ball down low. 1-0 the count. And the Rainiers with some early bullpen action with Ian McKinney loosening up. 1-0 pitch to Lopes. Swing and a miss. Counts even 1-1. Believe this next pitch will be Sheffield's 25th of the inning. Now the 1-1 is on its way, and it swung on and popped up foul and out of play. 1-2 to Christian Lopes, hitting 202 in 33 games for Vegas. So one ball, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. That is strike three. Lopes tried to stop himself from swinging, but he went around. And Sheffield has his second strikeout. But four straight two-out hits lead to three runs for Vegas. And they leave one runner stranded on base. We go to the bottom of the first. It is Vegas 3, Tacoma coming to the plate.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Well, three runs in the top of the first inning for the Aviators, and now the Rainiers come to the plate at the bottom of the first. Jared Kelnick, Evan White, and Eric Mejia to bat this inning. Kelnick stands in facing the right-hander Adrian Martinez. And the pitch is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Kelnick is in his 10th game for Tacoma since being optioned by the Mariners. He's hitting 243 with one homer and 37 at-bats. takes down and in for a ball. Now the 2-0 pitch is a swing and a miss. And the count goes to 2-1. Next offering, swung on, hit high in the air towards right center field. This is the deepest part of the park, back towards the giant wall, and it's up against the base of the fence. Celtic is around second, headed to third, and he is going to slide in there safely with a triple, a 425-foot triple to center field here at Cheney Stadium. He got a fastball from Martinez and launched it to center field, and it hit up against the base of the fence. And Celtic with a three-base hit, and that gets the Red Ears started here in the bottom of the first inning. Now the pitch is taken outside by Evan White. That is ball one. White was off yesterday, back in there today. Kalnick at third after hitting his second ever triple-A triple. Now pitch is outside for a ball, 2-0. Now, the 2-0 pitch is a breaking ball over for a strike. Now the 2-1 pitch misses ball three. So 3-1 the count to Evan White. Now the 3-1 is outside ball four, and White draws the walk, so he heads down to first base. And the Red Ears' first two men have reached here in the bottom of the first inning. Red Ears facing Adrian Martinez for the second time, and when they faced him in late April in Las Vegas, the Red Ears enjoyed hitting against him, scored six runs in four innings against Martinez, and Tacoma won that game, handed Martinez a loss. He did get his strikeouts that day, though. He struck out seven. Here's the pitch to Mejia, and this is hit in the air towards left center. McKinney on the move, as is Dalton Kelly, and Kelly makes a running catch. Tagging at third base is Kelnick. He scores, and the Red Ears are on the board. A sacrifice fly for Eric Mejia. And the Red Ears get on the board. It is 3-1. So each team putting runs on the board in the first inning. Zach Green now the batter. Hitting 252, leads the Red Ears with nine homers and 31 runs batted in. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Yeah, the 1-0 swung on, grounded to the left side, ranging left and scooping it up is Bride. He goes to second for one, on to first for two, a double play. These two teams combined for five double plays yesterday, and there's one in the bottom of the first today. Right here, settle for one run on one hit, no errors, no one left. We go to the second inning. It's Las Vegas 3, Tacoma 1.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Ready for an MVP move? count how many birthdays your water heater has celebrated. If it's more than 10 years old, now is the time to upgrade. Emergency water heater replacements are stressful and expensive. Don't find yourself in that situation. Tacoma Power offers a zero-interest loan to help you pay for a hybrid water heater. Check out offers at mytpu.org. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro Refrigerant and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate, plus earn double O Rewards points with the purchase of select AC Pro Refrigerant products. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro Refrigerant at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's 3-1. Las Vegas leads Tacoma. We go to the second inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Game four of this series. We've got baseball coming to you this weekend. Tomorrow's game is the late afternoon or evening start, 5:05 p.m. first pitch tomorrow. And then we have the usual 1:35 on Sunday. Justice Sheffield with his first pitch to Nick Allen, and it is in there for a strike. Allen leading things off, batting in the number 8 spot. Next pitch is swung on and fouled away, and the count goes to 0-2. So Sheffield out ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. And this one is swung on and golfed towards left field, and on the move and reaching out and making the catch is Kelnick. And one man is out. In the top of the second inning, ball was well struck by Nick Allen, but Jared Kelnick able to run it down. One out, and now Dalton Kelly will be the batter. Kelly had the decisive hit in last night's game, a three-run homer in the third. He's hitting 196 with four homers, 20 runs batted in on the year. And Sheffield's pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now the next pitch is over for a called strike, going to the count. Sheffield got the first two hitters out last inning, and then there were four consecutive two-out hits and three runs scored. Here's his 0-2 to Kelly. Just off the plate for a ball, 1-2. I think Sheffield thought he was going to get a strike called on that one. No arguing with the robot umpire, though. He doesn't listen. 1-2 pitch is swung on and lined into center field. There's a base hit for Kelly, and he's on with a one-out single. So Kelly has the fifth hit for Las Vegas. And now Drew Jackson will be the batter. In his last two starts, Sheffield allowed a total of six hits, and here tonight he's allowed five hits the first trip through the lineup. Now the pitch to Drew Jackson is in there for a strike. Hey, congrats to Kyle Lewis. He hit one out tonight for the Mariners off of Justin Verlander. His first homer since returning to action, almost a calendar year since his last big league game. So here's one up and away for a ball to Drew Jackson. And, of course, he rehabbed with the Red Ears for nearly 3 weeks, getting ready to return to Seattle. Two-run shot today. 1-1 pitch. Up and away for a ball to Jackson. In fact, the Mariners are tattooing Verlander, as they've also had home runs from Julio Rodriguez and Ty France, and they lead 5-1 in the third inning. 2-1 pitch to Jackson. Swung on, grounded to short, high hop, staying with it, Mejia. He feeds McCoy for one, on to Odom for two. The Red Ears turn their first double play of the game. 6-4-3 to finish off the top of the second inning. No runs on a hit and no one left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Vegas 3, Tacoma 1.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. You know me, I'm a huge football fan, but it can be stressful for us super fans. So Progressive is going to help take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how your team threw the wrong ball on the wrong net, just think about how Home Court Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Well, hope this distraction about Progressive's Home Court Explorer was helpful. It sure helped me from stressing about my team for a bit. Anyway, go sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Las Vegas 3, Tacoma 1. Leading off the bottom of the second inning is Joe Odom. And the pitch from Martinez is in there for a strike. Joe Odom getting his first at-bat of this homestand. And he's in there at first base today. So the pitch from Martinez is outside for a ball, 1-1. The right here is suddenly with three catchers on the roster, so Odom having to make do at first base instead of his usual position. 1-1 pitch, swung out and bounced, foul, 1-2. But Odom has a five-game hitting streak, the longest of any Rainiers player, and had an excellent showing on the last road trip in Sacramento. Had just seven at-bats there, but went 4-for-7. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Martinez, and it is up high for a ball. Odom hitting .267 and tied for second on the team with seven homers. 2-2 pitch from Martinez is a swing and a miss. They got him with a slider, and that is the first out at the bottom of the second inning. Adrian Martinez with the strikeout. That'll bring to the plate Andrew Knapp. Martinez was acquired by the A's right around opening day. So the pitch to Knapp is lifted towards left center field, and drifting back is Billy McKinney, and he catches it shy of the warning track, two away at the bottom of the second inning. And now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Martinez acquired in part of the Oakland A's fire sale when they traded Sean Manaea to San Diego. And Martinez is one of two pitchers that the A's received in that deal. He'd always been in the Padres farm system until the trade. He's ready to work on Marcus Wilson, and the pitch to Wilson is low and away. Wilson's hitting .212 with seven homers, 21 runs batted in. Next pitch outside, 2-0. Now the 2-0 pitch in for a strike, 2-1. Martinez is from Mexicali. And as is often the case with good young baseball players in Mexico, is here's a drive to deep center field. McKinney's on the move going back, but it's over his head, and this is going to go all the way to the giant wall in center field. Wilson's around second. He's on his way to third. The relay to third. Wilson slides, and the ball gets away from the third baseman, but it's backed up by Martinez, and Wilson just stays put at third base with a two-out triple. The Red Ears have hit two triples over Billy McKinney's head in the first two innings. These are rare hits at Cheney Stadium, and we've seen two of them already. So Marcus Wilson with the three-bagger, his second triple of the year. And now Billy Hamilton will bat for his first time since Sunday, as he missed the first three games, or was it in the lineup for the first three games of this series? And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. So when a teenager is really good at baseball in Mexico, they get signed by one of the Mexican League teams who then owns their rights. So the San Diego Padres had to they saw him when he was a teenager, and they had to acquire him from the Mexican League team that had his rights. He was with Mexico City. And this was back in 2015 when he was 18 years old. The Padres purchased his contract from that team. So here's one in for a strike to Hamilton. And interestingly, at the same time, they also purchased the contract of reliever Andres Munoz from Mexico City. And Munoz would later be traded to the Mariners and is currently in the M's bullpen. Next pitch to Hamilton is a swing and a foul. 2-2. Martinez worked his way up through the Padres system. And last year, he had a tremendous campaign with their Double-A team in San Antonio, and was promoted to Triple-A El Paso for the last month and a half of the season. It's the 2-2 to Hamilton is a called strike three, and that closes out the bottom of the second inning. Martinez has his second strikeout, and the Red Ears do not score in the second despite a long triple from Marcus Wilson. We go to the third. It is Vegas 3, Tacoma 1.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
On we go to the third inning. It is Las Vegas 3, Tacoma 1. Justice Sheffield on the mound. He'll face Billy McKinney, Shea Langeliers, and Matt Davidson in the top of the third inning. And the pitch from Sheffield is up and in. There's ball one. Sheffield with the 1-0 pitch. And there's a breaking ball. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Billy McKinney reached in his first 9 plate appearances of this series as he takes one down for a ball. Two-one pitch coming from Sheffield, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Since reaching in 9 straight plate appearances, McKinney has now made outs in his last 4 plate appearances, including 3 strikeouts. And Sheffield has a chance to put him away again on this pitch. Here's the 2-2. Outside and low with the slider, and McKinney laid off of it. Full count, 3-2. And the payoff is a swing and a miss. Strike 3, he got him. A fastball, and McKinney couldn't lay off of it. It was up, and Sheffield has his 3rd strikeout of the game. 1 out at the top of the 3rd inning. And now Shea Langeliers will be the batter. He singled and scored in the first, and the pitch is down low for a ball. 1-0. Langeliers, considered one of the Oakland A's top prospects. His pitch is up high and away for a ball, 2-0. And he gained a lot of headlines in April when he hit all those home runs and was leading this league in home runs for a while. He's now 3rd. Now the 2-0 is up and away for a ball, 3-0. But the A's actually like him for his defense more than his bat. And he has been quoted as saying he thinks it's more fun to throw out a base stealer than it is to hit a homer. 3-0 pitch. Called a strike, 3-1 the count to Langeliers. Three-one pitch, and it's at the knees for a called strike. Full count, 3-2. And the pitch is swung on and bounced towards 3rd. This is fielded by a charging Zach Green, and he throws to 1st and gets Langeliers. And 2 men are gone in the top of the 3rd inning. Gonna bring Matt Davidson to the plate. Davidson singled to right field his first time up, and he scored a run in the first. Vegas scored 3 runs on 4 straight hits in the first inning. Sheffield's pitch is hit in the air towards center field, and Billy Hamilton's already shaded towards right center. He's there to make the catch, and the inning is over. Quick and easy in the top of the 3rd for Justice Sheffield. 3 up, 3 down. We go to the bottom of the 3rd. It's Vegas 3, Tacoma 1.
Hey, is this Lane Secure?
Franco Cybersecurity Firm secured a contract, and that's all we're allowed to say.
We have a green light on hiring.
He needs web security professionals with a military background.
3 teams of 4, 24-hour rotations, but Protocol Zulu is on a need-to-know basis.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard, so you can stay organized and connected all the way to the hire. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Well, we go to the bottom of the third inning here in Tacoma. Las Vegas with a 3-1 lead, and the first pitch to Mason McCoy leading off the bottom of the third is taken for a strike. Adrian Martinez on the hill, a Vegas starter. He's coming off a good outing in his last game as he hits the inside edge, and it's 0-2 now. In his last start at Reno, tough place to pitch. Martinez went 5 1/3 innings, allowed 2 runs on 4 hits. Rainiers have 2 hits already in this game, and they're both triples. Only 1 run, though. Here's the 0-2 pitch on its way to McCoy, and it's outside for a ball. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Well, the 1-2 swung on and bounced slowly to third, fielded by Bride, and he throws to first in time for the out. McCoy is retired, 1 away in the third inning. And here comes Kalnick, who tripled and scored in the first, and his triple was a long one. It hit the base of the wall and dead center field, 425 feet from home plate. Kalnick settles into the batter's box now. And the pitch is swung on, and this is smashed to deep left center field. Way back this goes, and it is gone. A home run. Jared Kalnick with his second home run as a member of the Rainiers, driving one out of here to left center. And the Rainiers make it a 3-2 ball game. And Kalnick, in 2 at-bats tonight, is tripled and homered. This line drive came on a fastball, knee high, and he drove it to left center field and hit the reader board that is set above and slightly behind the left field fence. He hit that reader board, it's a homer. And Kalnick circles the bases. Now the pitch to Evan White is a check swing, and he held up in time, 1-1. Nice to see Kalnick hit a couple of rockets here tonight. Now the 1-0 to White, check swing, and this time he did not check it in time. And it's a strike. 1-1. And the next pitch is swung on and bounced foul. 1-2 the count to Evan White. Mariners' first-round draft pick in 2017. White on a rehab assignment coming back from sports hernia surgery, which he had in late March. 1-2 the count. And it swung on and looped out behind second base, drifting back onto the outfield grass and making the catch is the second baseman, Nick Allen. And 2 men are gone in the bottom of the third inning. Now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Rainiers getting that homer from Kalnick to make it a 1-run game. As now the pitch to Mejia is inside for a ball. That was the first homer for the Rainiers since the first game of the series on Tuesday when they hit 3, including 2 by this man, Mejia, who switch hit home runs in that game. 1-0 pitch. Grounded foul, first base side. Mejia hit a three-run. Well, he had a solo shot from the left side of the plate in that game, and then a three-run shot from the right side of the plate. And the Rainiers' 7-2 victory against Vegas on Tuesday. Here's the 1-1, and it is ball two. Now the 2-1 pitch swung on and fouled back. And the count's even 2-2. Now the pitch is in, ball three. So Mejia's worked a full count. And the payoff is a called strike three on the outside edge, and Mejia thought it might have been ball four, but instead the automated ball strike system called it a strike. So he goes down looking, and that's the third out of the inning and the third strikeout for Martinez. Right, here's get one run on the count at Culber. And one hit, no errors, and no one left. We go to the fourth inning. It's Vegas 3, Tacoma 2.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn. And we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Get ready for summer vacation now at O'Reilly Auto Parts with up to a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase select Superstart batteries. With the power, performance, and reliability your vehicle demands, Superstart batteries are made to deliver long life and consistent starts. Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We go to the fourth inning. It is Las Vegas 3, Tacoma 2. Dermis Garcia, Jonah Bride, and Christian Lopes to bat here in the top of the fourth inning against Justice Sheffield. Garcia hit an RBI double in the first. He stands in. Right-hand hitter, and the pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Sheffield is retired four in a row and six of the last seven to come to the plate since Jonah Bride's two-run double capped the three-run rally in the first inning for Vegas. Next pitch is inside for a ball to Garcia. Two balls, no strikes. We'll take a look at what happened around the league last night while Vegas bats here at the top of the fourth as the pitch is over for a strike, 2-1. Salt Lake continues to lead the West. And they beat Sacramento last night 7-3 behind the pitching of the veteran Cesar Valdez, who allowed just one hit and one unearned run over six innings. Next pitch is inside for a ball. And Valdez is now 5-1 with a 2.59 ERA for Salt Lake. He leads the league in wins. Has two of them against Tacoma. It's the 3-1 pitch is hit in the air towards shallow right center. Hamilton and Wilson are in the area, and Hamilton makes the catch with Marcus standing by. And there's the first out here at the top of the fourth inning. And now Jonah Bride will be the batter. Salt Lake has had a hot hitter recently. It's someone we know well, Dylan Thomas. Member of last year's championship Tacoma squad. So now the pitch is in there for a strike. Thomas was 3-for-5 with a homer. And drove in two runs. He's got his average up to 299 for Salt Lake. Here's one inside for a ball. One ball, one strike to Bride. And the umpire just called timeout because he needed more baseballs. So 1-1 the count. And Sheffield with his pitch. And it's taken up and away for a ball. Reno played a doubleheader at Oklahoma City because they got rained out on Wednesday. So here's one outside for a ball. And Reno swept to Oklahoma City, who's had a really good team this year, but the Aces beat them twice yesterday. They won the first game 9-0 as Tommy Henry gave them 5 1/3 scoreless innings, and then Miguel Aguilar finished off a combined 3-hit shutout. Next pitch to Bride is over for a strike. Full count now. And then Reno won the second game 4-2 in extra innings. And, you know, minor league doubleheaders are 7-inning games. So here's a swing and a bouncer up the middle beyond the range of Mejia and through into center, a base hit for Jonah Bride. A bounding ball. And he's on with one out in the top of the fourth inning. That'll bring Christian Lopes to the plate. So Reno won the second game of the doubleheader in a very minor league baseball in 2022 style with a sentence that would read as complete nonsense just 10 years ago. First off, the pitch is a swing and a miss. But Reno won the game on a leadoff two-run homer in the eighth inning. 4-2. It was hit by Stone Garrett. Yeah, the old leadoff two-run homer. So here's a pitch in for a strike. Because it was an extra inning, because they're only supposed to play seven, so it was tied 2-2, so the eighth inning was the extra inning, and they got the automatic runner at second base, and Stone Garrett was the first batter in the inning. Boom, two-run homer. It wasn't walk-off. They were the visiting team, but they won it 4-2. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Christian Lopes for the second out of the inning. And Sheffield has his fourth strikeout. And now Nick Allen will be the batter. Well, Christian Lopes just struck out, but his brother Tim hit a two-run homer last night to help Albuquerque beat Round Rock 5-3. Now a swing and a soft liner to right, and that's going to get down for a base hit in front of Wilson. Taking second and stopping there is Jonah Bride, and Nick Allen has an opposite field single. And there are two on with two outs for Dalton Kelly. Right-hand hitter staying back on that Sheffield sinker that he tries to hit the outside corner with, and they're driving it to right field for clean hits. That is the seventh hit of the game for the Aviators. Sheffield with a left versus left advantage on Dalton Kelly, and he starts him off with a fastball for a strike. One other game yesterday, Sugarland shut out El Paso in El Paso. Tough place to pitch. 7-0 behind Hunter Brown, who's one of the top prospects in the league and has made some big strides for the Houston Astros AAA club this year. So here's a breaking ball that misses 1-1. Brown went 7 shutout innings against the Chihuahuas with no walks and 10 strikeouts. Lowered his ERA to 2.01, and he has 56 strikeouts in just 40 innings for Sugarland. And reports are that he has really improved his command this year. Rainier's faced him here at Cheney early in the season. 1-1 pitch to Kelly, and it is grounded right side, and Odom tried to backhand it, but he couldn't field it cleanly, and the ball hit his glove and bounced away, and everybody is safe, and the bases are loaded with 2 outs. An error has been charged to Joe Odom as he ranged to his right, reached out to field it, and had it hit the heel of his glove. And right behind him, the second baseman, McCoy, was ready to field that grounder. And the pitcher, Sheffield, was running over to cover first base. It probably would have been an easier play if Odom had let it go and let McCoy handle it. Here's Drew Jackson with the bases loaded at 2 outs, and he swings and misses at the first pitch. That's strike one. Jackson has hit 2 grounders in the infield, one of which resulted in a double play. 0-1 pitch is down low, and Jackson checked his swing in time. 1-1. Bride, the runner at third, Allen at second, Kelly at first. It's Vegas 3, Tacoma 2. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Big batter early in this game right here. 1-1 pitch coming to Jackson. And it is a swing and a miss at the slider. And the count goes to 1-2. Here comes the 1-2. And it is down and in. Another slider this time. Jackson didn't go after it. 2-2. Sheffield's over 70 pitches now. The 2-2 is up and away, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Sheffield is set. The 3-2 pitch is low, ball four, and that's going to force in a run. First walk issued by Sheffield, and it comes with the bases loaded at 2 outs. After an error extended the inning, and Vegas leads it now 4-2. Billy McKinney now the batter. Sheffield has struck him out twice, but he's a dangerous hitter. Sheffield in his last start didn't walk anyone in 5 innings. Today not until there were 2 outs in the fourth. Here's his pitch to McKinney, and it's down low for a ball. Actually went 11 and a third innings between walks. 1-0 pitch, swung on, chopped foul, first base side towards the camera well. 1-1 now. Allen down the line from third, Kelly at second, Jackson at first. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 2-1. Action has begun in the Rainiers bullpen. Ian McKinney warming up in the pen. Now a swing and a miss there, strike two to McKinney. So we've got McKinney at the plate, McKinney warming up at the bullpen. Multiple McKinneys. And they're everywhere these days. Here's the 2-2. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Sheffield got him with a breaking ball, and Billy McKinney has struck out, and that wraps up the top of the fifth. One run scores for Vegas, though, on two hits. There was one error and three runners left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Vegas 4, Tacoma 2.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Tacoma. It is Las Vegas 4, Tacoma 2. Zach Green will lead things off. And the pitch from Adrian Martinez is a breaking ball in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch coming. And it's a swing and a foul tip at the plate. And Green finds himself behind in the count. No balls, 2 strikes. Now this pitch is bounced foul. Still no balls, 2 strikes to Green. Rainier's team leader and homers and runs batted in. O-2 pitch is low for a ball, 1-2. Green sitting on 9 homers. There are 6 players in the league who have Actually, seven players in the league who have hit double digits. So now the 1-2 pitch is low and away, 2-2. David Villar of Sacramento, still the league leader with 14. That game-winning home run Stone Garrett hit for Reno last night was his 12th. He's second in the league. It's the 2-2 to Green is grounded foul. Langoliers for Vegas has 11, as does Jake Lamb, the former UW Husky. He's with the Oklahoma City Dodgers. He has 11 homers. And then there are 3 guys with 10, Matt Davidson, David McKinnon with Salt Lake, and Adeline Rodriguez with El Paso. 2-2 to Green is a check swing. He did not go. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming to Green, and he swings and misses at what would have been ball four, and that is the first out here at the bottom of the fourth inning. Strikeout number four for Martinez. And now Joe Odom will be the hitter. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. One pitch is outside for a ball, 2-1. Two on delivery. Misses ball three. So Odom's well ahead of the count now, 3-1. And this pitch is a check swing bouncer back towards the mound. It's picked up by Martinez, and he throws out Odom at first base, and two men are gone in the bottom of the fourth inning. Now Andrew Knapp will be the batter, as Odom accidentally grounded out to the pitcher. Knapp flied out to deep center field his first time up. Switch hitter, he bats left-handed against Martinez, and the pitch is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. This pitch is swung on and cranked foul down the right field line. Knapp got a hanger there, a hanging breaking ball. And he was just out in front of it a bit and launched it foul down the right field line. Now the pitch is a called strike. 1-2 the count. One-two pitch, inside, two balls, two strikes. And this one is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Knapp goes down swinging. Adrian Martinez retires the side in order in the bottom of the fourth, three up, three down with a couple of strikeouts. We head to the fifth. It is Las Vegas 4, Tacoma 2.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out. Coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the fifth inning. It is Las Vegas 4, Tecoma 2. And the Aviators will send Shea Langeliers, Matt Davidson, and Hermes Garcia to the plate here at the top of the fifth inning against Justice Sheffield, who is definitely going to hit a season high on his pitch count today. He is at 79 pitches coming into this inning. Sheffield about ready to wrap up his warm-ups. Vegas scored three at the top of the first inning. Right here's got one in the bottom of the first. And then Kalnick hit the solo homer in the third to make it 3-2. But Vegas added an unearned run in the top of the fourth. And they now lead 4-2 as we head to the fifth. Well, here's Sheffield's first pitch to Shea Langeliers, and it is in there for a strike. Langeliers 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. This one's down low for a ball. 1-1 the count. Next pitch coming. And it is grounded towards third. That's fielded by Green, and he goes across the diamond to first base for the out. Langeliers is retired. One away at the top of the fifth inning. So Sheffield gets a quick out to start the frame, and now Matt Davidson will be the batter. It's time for our Seattle Mariner Farm Report. And we have a fun one today. There was a lot of good stuff last night in the M's farm system. Pitch to Matt Davidson is inside and low for a ball, 1-0. I mean, I guess we should start with a no-hitter. The Mariners AA team, Arkansas, had a makeup doubleheader yesterday against the Diamondbacks affiliate, Amarillo. So here's a foul out of play, 1-1. And in the first game of the doubleheader, 7-inning games in a doubleheader, Arkansas starting pitcher Connor Jones pitched a complete game no-hitter. Now the 1-1 is swung on and yanked foul. Jones walked 3, struck out 8. A career high for strikeouts. He threw 87 pitches, 56 strikes. And he beat, he threw the no-hitter against an Amarillo team that included one of the top prospects in all of the minor leagues in the lineup in outfielder Corbin Carroll, who ended up going 0-for-3. Series one down and in now. Jones is new to the organization this year. He was a second-round draft pick of the St. Louis Cardinals in 2016. And they released him at the end of spring training this year, and the Mariners signed him 4 days later and stuck him in the AA Arkansas rotation. And he is really throwing well. He's a little older at age 27 and a former College World Series champion at Virginia. Now the 3-2 is hit high in the sky to center field. Billy Hamilton's measuring it, and he squeezes it for the out, and two men are gone at the top of the fifth. Davidson flies out, and now Dermis Garcia will be the hitter. But Connor Jones at Arkansas has not just thrown a no-hitter yesterday, but he has a string of 22 consecutive scoreless innings over his last three starts at Arkansas. Nice pickup for the Mariners organization on a player released by another team. Here's a swing and a miss by Garcia. There's strike one. And that was just the first game of the doubleheader for the Mariners AA squad last night. As here's a swing and a line shot into left field, a base hit for Garcia. Over to collect the ball is Kelnick, and he fires it back in. A two-out single for Garcia. Hit number 8 for the Aviators.
Third baseman, number 17,
now Jonah Bride is the hitter. He's 2-for-2 with a single and a double, and I don't think he's going to face Sheffield. Zach Vinci, the Red Ears acting manager today, is on his way out to the mound. And this might be it for Sheffield, who has reached 90 pitches. And, yep, they're going to make the call to the bullpen. So 90 pitches is it for Sheffield today. He's done after 4 2/3 innings. We'll take a break for this pitching change in the top of the fifth with the score, Las Vegas 4, Tacoma 2.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
We are in the top of the fifth inning here in Tacoma. The Las Vegas Aviators have a 4-2 lead over the Red Ears. Vegas has a runner at first base with two outs. And Jonah Bride coming to the plate just as Sheffield is done after 90 pitches. And in from the bullpen is Ian McKinney to face Bride. Bride 2-for-2 with a two-run double and a base hit in this game. McKinney's appearing in his 10th game for Tacoma, sixth out of the bullpen, and his first pitch is a fastball down and in, ball one. McKinney's 0-2, 10.23 ERA in 22 innings this year. Here comes his 1-0 pitch on its way to Bride, and it is inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. This is McKinney's first appearance of the homestand. And the next pitch is up high for a ball. He hasn't pitched since last Thursday, a scoreless inning at Sacramento. 3-0 pitch is in there for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. Three-one pitch is down and in, ball four, and Bride draws the walk. He reaches for his third time today. Garcia takes second, and there are two on with two outs. And Christian Lopes now the batter. Back to that Mariner Farm Report. Double-A Arkansas had the no-hitter in the first game of the doubleheader against Amarillo. That was thrown by Connor Jones. And then in the second game, they pitched another shutout in a bullpen game. Five pitchers combined on a two-hit shutout, and they won 2-0. So there's a swing and a miss by Lopes. So in a doubleheader yesterday against the Diamondbacks affiliate, the Mariners Arkansas club pitched a no-hitter in game one and a two-hitter in game two. Shut them out in both games, 6-0 and 2-0. 0-1 pitch lined into right. That's a base hit. Wilson fields it on two hops. Coming around third is Garcia. They send him around third, and then now he retreats and goes back to third base as the throw came through to the catcher, Andrew Knapp. And the bases are loaded with two outs.
Set base
to Lopes went the other way, and Wilson came up firing, and Garcia came around third like he was going to go for it, and he saw that throw coming in, and they held him, and he went back to the bag. So Las Vegas has the bases loaded with two outs for Nick Allen. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball. Nine hits now for Las Vegas tonight. Next pitch is through to the backstop, and breaking in and scoring is Garcia. Everyone else moves up, and it is 5-2. The wild pitch brings in the run. And that closes the books on Sheffield. He went 4 2/3 innings today, allowed 8 hits and 5 runs, 4 earned. Walked 1, struck out 5. Two-oh pitch is a fastball in there for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Next pitch is fouled into the seats on the first base side. Two balls, two strikes. Now a swing and a fly ball towards left center. Hamilton's calling for it, and the Rainiers center fielder makes the catch, and the inning is over. But Vegas tacks on another run on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We are halfway through it, middle of the fifth, with the score Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 2.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards wait at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community, places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Cheney Stadium. Las Vegas with a 5-2 lead over the Red Ears. Marcus Wilson, Billy Hamilton, and Mason McCoy to bat here at the bottom of the fifth. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Vegas has tacked on two runs since the Red Ears closed within one on Celtic Homer at the bottom of the third. 0-1 pitch is grounded to the left side. That's fielded by Jonah Bride, and he heaves it to first for the out. One away at the bottom of the fifth. And Adrian Martinez has retired six consecutive Tacoma batters since Kelnick homered in the third. Here comes Billy Hamilton. And the pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike one. Next pitch, waved at and missed. Strike two. And here's a pitch that just does miss for a ball. There's even more good news on that Mariner minor league report. We didn't even get to the A-ball clubs yesterday, but they both had interesting nights last night. So the 1-2 to Hamilton is fouled off. Advanced Class A Everett pitched a shutout at Spokane, winning 4-0. Prelander Baroa with five scoreless innings of one-hit ball, struck out nine. He's the pitcher the Mariners acquired from the Giants when they traded Donovan Walton. He's a swing and a pop-up on the right side, and actually closer to the mound, it's going to be the second baseman, Allen, who makes the catch on the infield grass. And that is the second out at the bottom of the fifth inning. Mason McCoy will be next. And then Loe Modesto romped against San Jose 9-3. 18-year-old shortstop Edwin Arroyo was 4-for-5 with two runs batted in. He's hitting .309 in his first full pro season for Modesto. Second round pick last year, as there's a strike to McCoy. And then Ben Ramirez, who the Red Ears had as a fill-in and even homered here at Cheney Stadium a few weeks ago, he homered for his second straight game for Modesto last night, as here's one outside now to McCoy. He had a double and a homer and four runs batted in last night. One is a swing and a miss. One and two the count. And the pitch is up high for a ball. Next delivery, hit up the middle and through into center field, and there's a base hit for McCoy. He needed that one. 15 at-bats between hits for McCoy. His last hits were in that two-home run game he had at Sacramento last weekend. And now he has a two-out single to center field. So McCoy is on. The Red Deers have their first single of this game. Their first three hits were two triples and a homer, and now they have a single. Here's Kelnick, who is 2-for-2 with a triple and a homer. And the first pitch from Martinez is a breaking ball over for a strike. His triple went off the base of the wall in center field, and his homer went to left center, opposite field. Toss to first now, and McCoy's back in safely. Now the next pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike two. Kelnick pauses outside the batter's box for a moment. Now he's ready to hit. And the runner goes, and the pitch is lined into right field. There's a base hit for Kelnick, and having some trouble fielding it is Lopes. McCoy comes to third and stops there as Lopes recovered and got it into the cutoff man. And Kelnick has a single. The Red Deers have runners at the corners. Kelnick's 3-for-3, and he's a double away from hitting for the cycle. He'll certainly get one more plate appearance and could very well get two. Evan White now the batter. The Red Deers trying to rally with two outs. And the pitch is swung on and bounced up the middle and fielded by the shortstop Jackson. He flips it to the second baseman for the force out on Kelnick. And the Red Deers do not score in the bottom of the fifth. They had two hits. They leave two stranded. We go to the sixth inning of play. It is Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 2.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm disgusting.
Oh, house, don't say that.
You could live someplace so much better than me.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah? Look at these uneven stairs. Gross.
House, you know I don't care.
Ugh, and the squeaky door hinge.
I think it's cute.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
We go to the bottom, the top of the sixth inning, and it is Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 2. Right here is bringing a new pitcher to work the top of the sixth. It is Asher Wojciechowski. McKinney faced just three batters when a third of an inning allowed one hit. Walked one, no strikeouts, had a wild pitch. Wojciechowski with his pitch to Dalton Kelly, and it's a swing and a miss there, strike one. third relief appearance for Wojciechowski. Eighth appearance overall this year, 0-4 with a 9.51 ERA. 0-1 pitch is down and in for a ball to Kelly. And the count's even, 1-1. Now the next pitch is in there for a strike. 1-2 the count. Wojciechowski, real veteran of the AAA battles and also has quite a bit of big league time. His 1-2 pitch is inside for a ball, 2-2. He was drafted way back in 2010, a supplemental first round pick out of the Citadel. And he was very advanced as a pitcher coming out of college. So now the 2-2 is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Fans Dalton Kelly, and one man is out of the sixth. And now Drew Jackson will be the batter. So Wojciechowski, first rounder out of college, originally by the Blue Jays, got traded to the Astros. And he was drafted in 2010, and he reached AAA in 2013. So he throws one outside to Drew Jackson. And that was with Oklahoma City at the time in 2013. And since then, he's been in either AAA or the big leagues nonstop. His 1-0 pitch is popped up near the second base bag, and the second baseman McCoy makes the catch. And two men are gone at the top of the sixth inning. Wojciechowski gets a couple of quick outs, and now he'll work on Billy McKinney. McKinney's 0 for 3 with three strikeouts tonight, all against Sheffield. Sheffield really had his number. And the pitch from Wojciechowski is down and in for a ball. Next pitch coming, and it's a swing and a miss. And the count's even, 1-1. Next pitch is swung on and hit well towards right center field. Marcus Wilson and Billy Hamilton in the alley, and Hamilton runs it down for the out in deep right center field. And that is the final out of the inning. McKinney hit it pretty well, but Billy Hamilton with the catch in deep right center, and Wojciechowski works a three up, three down, top of the sixth inning. We head to the bottom of the sixth with the score, Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 2.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself? Woo-hoo! The Rainier's Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainier's Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 2. Eric Mejia leads things off for the Red Ears in the bottom of the sixth. They'll be followed by Zach Green and Joe Odom. First pitch from Adrian Martinez is hit in the air down the left field line. Dalton Kelly over into foul ground. He has room to make the catch down the line in the left field corner where there's very little foul territory, but Kelly able to make the play. So one away in the bottom of the sixth inning. And now Zach Green will be the batter. Pitch to Green is to the backstop. Ball one. Next pitch coming, and this one is low and away. Two balls, no strikes. And a fastball at the knees now, 2-1. Two-one pitch is bounced towards third on two hops. That's fielded by Bride, and he throws out Green at first. Two down, and Joe Odom will be the batter. Odom's 0-2 so far. And this one. Now a swing and a miss. 0-1 the count. Update from T-Mobile. Mariners leading the Astros 6-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning with four home runs off Justin Verlander. Pitch to Odom is outside for a ball. We mentioned a long time ago, Kyle Lewis hit a two-run shot in the first inning. His first since returning from the IL. Here's one low and away to Odom. And Julio Rodriguez hit a two-run homer off Verlander. Ty France hit a solo shot. And also Taylor Trammell has hit a solo homer, his first since coming up to Seattle this year. Chris Flexen pitching well for the M's. Here's a foul out of play. Two balls, two strikes, the count. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away. Still two balls, two strikes. Now swinging a bouncer towards third. That's fielded by Bride, and he throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. The Red Ears go down in order at the bottom of the sixth inning. Three up, three down. We head to the seventh. It is Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 2.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out.
At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Well, we go to the seventh inning. It is Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 2. And a new pitcher into the game for the Red Ears. Fernando Abad, the veteran lefty, comes in from the bullpen. And he is in relief of Asher Wojciechowski, who tossed a scoreless inning. Three up, three down with one strikeout. So Abad in from the pen, making his seventh appearance since being acquired by the Red Ears. Mariners purchased his contract from Monclova in the Mexican League. Actually, that's the wrong team. He wasn't with Monclova. He was with Saltillo in the Mexican League when the Mariners added him. Wanted to have a veteran lefty available in AAA. His first pitch to Shea Langeliers is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now Abad with the 0-1 pitch. And it is swung on and bounced on, two hops to third. Greenfields, it fires to first in time for the out. One away in the top of the seventh inning. Fernando Abad. He'll occasionally lob an Ephus pitch in there, so we'll see if he does that tonight. He's got to be in the mood for it. He doesn't always do it. Matt Davidson now the batter. And the pitch from Abad is a breaking ball in there for a strike. The knuckle curve is the breaking pitch that he's been using most frequently as a Rainier. 0-1 pitch coming. There it is, the Ephus, and it is popped up into shallow right field, and Marcus Wilson's there, and he makes the catch. Got him with the Ephus. Abad loves it. It was 53.6 miles per hour. Here's another look at it on MILB TV. 53 miles per hour, and he got a pop up to shallow right. It's a thing of beauty. Now Dermis Garcia is the batter. Look for the heater here, and there it is, 91 on the gun. But ball one, 1-0 the count to Garcia. Next pitch coming. Swung on and hit well to right. This is deep. It is back, and it is gone. It just did clear the top of the wall in right field. And Dermis Garcia has his fifth homer of the year, his third hit of this game. He has scored three runs, and Vegas now leads it 6-2. A fastball that was roped to the opposite field. Garcia hits one out of here, and now Jonah Bride is the batter. He has a couple of hits and a walk tonight. And there's a breaking ball in there for a strike. First home run Abad has allowed since joining the Rainiers. His next pitch is outside. One ball, one strike. And this pitch is swung on and lined foul towards the Aviators bullpen. Wake up down there. So 1-2 the count. And there's another Ephus, but this one's outside. 2-2. Abad rocks, and the 2-2 pitch is swung on and hit the other way into right field. That's going to be a base hit. And Jonah Bride has his third hit of the game. Christian Lopes now the batter. Las Vegas has really been hitting the ball to the opposite field with great frequency tonight against the Red Ears left-handed pitchers. Pitch to Lopes is a fastball called a strike. One pitch is up high and outside. One ball, one strike. Abad is set, and the pitch is a breaking ball inside. 2-1. So two balls, one strike. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Count is even, 2-2. And Abad throws the fastball just outside. Ball three. Full count, 3-2. Now swinging a grounder foul, third base side. Here comes the 3-2, and it is a called strike three. Fastball at the knees, and down goes Lopes, and the inning is over. But Vegas tacks on another insurance run here at the top of the seventh inning on the Dermis Garcia homer. There were two hits, and one runner was left on base. We go to the seventh inning stretch with the score. Tacoma 6, I got that backwards. Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 2.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right nationwide.
that is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Let's plan on having concessions over there.
Mike is remodeling the old family drive-in movie theater.
Hey, go find Gavin. Tell him the sound team is here.
He'll need a new front-of-house cast and behind-the-scenes crew.
Hey, can we talk staffing real quick? I'm thinking at least six per shift.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium. Vegas leading the Rainiers 6-2. Rainiers need a rally here in the late innings. Andrew Knapp, Marcus Wilson, and Billy Hamilton to bat here in the seventh. New pitcher into the ballgame for Las Vegas, and it's Grant Holmes, and the pitch is grounded to second baseman Nick Allen, and he throws out Andrew Knapp at first base. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the seventh inning. So Holmes in relief, and he quickly gets the first batter. And now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Strong outing for Adrian Martinez for Las Vegas. His second consecutive very solid start. He went six innings, allowed five hits and two runs. Both were earned. Walked only one and struck out five. Holmes now with a pitch to Wilson that misses for a ball, 1-0. Pitch, swung on and fouled back. 1-1. Holmes is in his 13th appearance. 0-1 with a 6.00 ERA in 18 innings of work. 12 strikeouts, 5 walks. He's made two spot starts, including one against the Rainiers in Las Vegas back in April. Throws a fastball that misses. 2-1 the count. Here comes the 2-1. Inside. 3-1. So three balls and a strike to Wilson, who can be a very patient hitter. And this one is swung on and skied to left field, not deep. Dalton Kelly ranging towards the line, and he's there to make the catch. And two men are out in the bottom of the seventh. Now Billy Hamilton will be the batter. Hamilton's 0 for 2 so far, and he takes the breaking ball for a strike. Oh, one pitch is outside. One ball, one strike. Now a swing and a grounder towards short. It's fielded by Jackson. Throws to first in the dirt, and Hamilton legs it out. He's aboard. Billy Hamilton is on as he beats out the infield grounder with what I believe will be ruled a base hit. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. They called it an error on the shortstop. So runner at first on the throwing error. And now the pitch to McCoy is outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch, check swing, and he went around. Home plate umpire making the call. So one ball, one strike to McCoy. And this pitch is high for a ball, 2-1. Jared Kelnick's on deck for Tacoma. Double away from the cycle. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and the count's even 2-2. Now the 2-2, swing and a miss. That is strike three, and McCoy goes down swinging, and that does it for the Red Ears in the seventh. No runs or hits. There was one error and one runner left on base. We go to the eighth inning. It is Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 2.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
We go to the eighth inning, and the score is 6-2. Vegas with the lead over the Red Ears. New pitcher for Tacoma, it's right-hander Patrick Weigel. He's on in relief of Fernando Abad, who went one inning, allowed two hits and one run on the homer by Garcia. There were no walks and one strikeout. So Weigel ready to face Nick Allen. And the pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Weigel in his team-leading 17th appearance, 1-1 with one save, 3.00 ERA in 21 innings of work. Next pitch is called a strike on the inside edge. It's 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is inside for a ball. Vegas scored three in the first, and they have been leading all night. It was a two-out rally in the first inning. Four consecutive two-out hits. Now the next pitch is a swing and a miss. That's strike three. Down goes Nick Allen, and one man is gone at the top of the eighth inning. So Weigel fans Nick Allen. And now Dalton Kelly will be the batter. Kelly is 1-for-3 with a single. And the pitch is over for a called strike. Next pitch, swing and a foul. Attendance tonight, 4,226. Now the 0-2 is low for a ball, 1-2. Now this one is a called strike three, and down goes Kelly looking, and Weigel has struck out the first two batters he has faced tonight. Got Allen swinging, and now K's Dalton Kelly looking, and here comes Drew Jackson. The pitch from Weigel to Jackson is inside for a ball, 1-0. Now a swing and a foul down the right field line. Remember, tomorrow's game is a little earlier, 5:05 p.m. for our Saturday starts. So now the 1-1 pitch is down low for a ball. Rainiers are starting Daniel Ponce de Leon tomorrow against Parker Dunshee. Ponce de Leon was just unbelievable in his last start. 9 consecutive strikeouts to begin the game. 2-1 pitch is fouled back. 2-2. He ended up punching out to 12 in that game. But 9 straight. He struck out the side in the first, second, and third innings. Tacoma franchise record. 9 straight strikeouts to start a game. 2-2 pitch is a check swing, and it ran inside. And he held up in time. And it's a full count, 3-2. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. And Drew Jackson calls time. Okay, now he's ready to hit. Weigel trying to strike out the side on this pitch. Here comes his 3-2 on its way. And it is a called strike three. And down goes Jackson looking. And Weigel does strike out this side in the top of the eighth inning. 3 up, 3 down, all strikeouts here at the top of the eighth. We go to the bottom of the eighth with the score, Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 2.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU is built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Cheney Stadium. It is Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 2. And Jared Kelnick's going to lead off this inning for the Raiders, needing a double to hit for this cycle. And he'll be facing a new Las Vegas pitcher. This is Norge Ruiz, a right-hander. So Ruiz replaces Grant Holmes, who worked a scoreless seventh. Kelnick stands in, tripled in the first, homered in the third, singled in the fifth, and watches a pitch bounce past everybody here in the eighth. Ball one. Next pitch coming, and this one is inside. Two balls, no strikes. So let's see. He needs the double for the cycle. He's hit two doubles in his 40 at-bats so far. Now a check swing, and that's a strike. 2-1 now. The Raiders have not had anyone hit for the cycle since Carlos Triunfal in 2013. Two-one pitch, swung on, grounded to left field, a clean base hit, single. Nothing Kelnick could do about it. Just a clean single grounder to the opposite field, beating the shift, going the other way, and no way he could make it into a double. Hit it right to the left fielder. That's about as single-ish as a single can get. Well, maybe he'll hit again. The Raiders start to rally here. Evan White now the batter. He's 0 for 2 with a walk. And the pitch from Ruiz is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Norge Ruiz is in his 11th appearance. He's 2-0 with a 2.92 ERA in 12 and a third innings. That was just the ninth hit he's allowed. He has struck out 10 and walked 4. Yeah, the 0-1 is swung on and bounced foul on the third base side. 0-2 the count to White. Evan White, 2 for 17 so far on the rehab assignment. He had a long layoff before getting this opportunity to see live pitching once again. Injured in March. He takes a pitch up and in for a ball, 1-2. So 1-2 the count to Evan White. And the pitch is fouled back. Still 1-2. Now a swing and a bouncer foul again. White hanging in there. Here comes the 1-2 again, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Ruiz got him with a slider, and there's the first out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Eric Mejia will be next. Here's the pitch to Mejia. Breaking ball called a strike. Now Ruiz with the 0-1, and this is inside for a ball, 1-1. Some finals are in from MLB games on the East Coast. Yankees shut out Tampa today 2-0 behind Jameson Taillon's 8 shutout innings of 2-hit ball. He's had a great comeback from Tommy John surgery this year, as here's a grounder foul by Mejia. The Yankees just added Matt Carpenter to their active roster. He'd been playing for Round Rock in this league and opted out of his minor league deal with the Rangers because he didn't think he had a chance to go up to the big leagues with them, and it was a smart move. The Yankees signed him and brought him to the big leagues, as here's a pitch in for a called strike three to Mejia, and two men are gone. And Carpenter, who's 37 years old but apparently can still hit in the big leagues, because he launched a homer today for them in a 2-0 win at Tampa. Zach Green now the batter. And the pitch is low and away for a ball. I'm sure the Red Sox fans weren't happy about this one at Fenway today. The Red Sox took an 8-2 lead into the seventh inning against the visiting Baltimore Orioles and ended up losing big. Here's a swing and a line shot into center field. Base hit for Zach Green, his first hit of the day. Kelnick takes second base. Two on, two out for Joe Odom. Rainier's down by 4, but a couple of hits here in the eighth, and a guy with some pop in his bat coming to the plate. Joe Odom's 0-3 today, due for his daily hit. So yeah, the Orioles scored 10 runs against the Red Sox bullpen in the last 3 innings today. 3 runs in the seventh, 3 runs in the eighth, and 4 runs in the ninth. They were down 8-2, and they won the game 12-8 at Fenway. That is a serious comeback. Pitch to Odom is a check swing, and he went, says the first base umpire. Strike one. Yeah, the 0-1 is another check swing, and this time he did not go around, and the count's even, 1-1. Twins beat the Royals 10-7. Carlos Correa, a go-ahead homer, is third, as here's a fastball high to Odom. 2-1. Fire! 2-1 the count. Two on, two out. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Even count now. On deck is Andrew Knapp. Here's the pitch. And it is a called strike three at the knees. A fastball right at the bottom of the zone. And Odom goes down looking, and that does it for the Red Ears here in the eighth inning. No runs on two hits. They leave two stranded, and we go to the ninth. It is Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 2.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game Day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
We head to the ninth. The Red Ears trailing Las Vegas 6-2. And the Red Ears go to the bullpen and bring in their sixth pitcher of the game. It's the Submariner, Wyatt Mills. So Mills in to work the top of the ninth. And he's on in relief of Patrick Weigel, who faced three hitters in the eighth inning and struck out all of them. Mills will face Billy McKinney, Shea Langeliers, and Matt Davidson. Rainier's looking for a scoreless inning here from Mills and then see if they can put together a comeback bid in the bottom of the ninth inning. Definitely have had a little more offense tonight with seven hits, which is the total number of hits they had in the last two games. So that's a step forward, but still just two runs tonight. Mills' first pitch is hit foul off the foot of McKinney, and the ball went all the way out to the shortstop, Eric Mejia, who was shifted to the right side. And McKinney with a look of some pain on his face as he prepares to continue this at bat. 0-1 the count. Mills is in his eighth appearance for the Red Ears, 1-0 with a 1.74 ERA. Now the 0-1 is inside for a ball, 1-1. And going back to last year, Mills has always been terrific in a Tacoma Rainiers uniform. So now the 1-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Mills up with the Mariners earlier this year. M's won today. It went final. They beat the Astros 6-1. They got to Verlander. 1-2 pitch is bounced foul, first base side. It was one of those things you just kind of thought was going to happen. The Mariners have been struggling lately. And then they lose 2 out of 3 to Oakland and fall into last place. And the media piles on, talking all those stories about how it's been such a disappointment. And it has, as here's a swing and a base hit into left field for McKinney, his first hit of the game. And then you look at what's coming next, and the Mariners are playing the first-place Astros and facing Mr. Cy Young and Hall of Fame Justin Verlander, and you think, gosh, how can they possibly win this one? And they go out and blast Verlander, hit four home runs off of him, and cruise to a relatively easy 6-1 victory. Here's the pitch to Langeliers. Inside for ball one. Next pitch is inside for a ball, 2-0. Pitch, foul in the batter's box and off of the leg of Langeliers. 2-1 now. Mills comes set. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. And it is swung on and chopped towards first. Slowly hit Odom Fields that he has only one play. He takes it to the first base bag to retire the batter. So McKinney advances to second with one out. And now Matt Davidson will be the batter.
First base, Matt Davidson.
Davidson's 1-for-4 with a single and a run scored. Some NL finals. Mets beat the Phillies 8-6. 30th win for the Mets. They're 30-17. Pete Alonso doubled and homered and drove in 4. He's up to a dozen homers now. Braves beat the Marlins 6-4. The defending World Series champions 2 games under .500 after their win today. So here's a pitch outside to Davidson for a ball. Now the 1-0. And it is a check swing, and he went. That is strike two, or a strike one, pardon me, 1-1 the count. Cardinals defeat Milwaukee 4-2. Paul Goldschmidt with a homer. He's got an 18-game hitting streak. Now swing and a foul out of play. Brewers still lead the NL Central. They're projected to win that division, but St. Louis always they're always hanging around. And they'd be, let's see, they'd be 3.5 back right now. One-two pitch. Grounded to the left side. Fielded at third by Green, and he throws to first for the out. And McKinney takes third base on the play. Green fielded that, and I think he considered the possibility of trying to run down the runner, McKinney. But there was no one to throw to covering third. As Green fielded it way off the bag, he would have ended up having to chase him, so he just threw out the batter. Runner at third, 2 outs, and the pitch to Dermis Garcia is hit right to the shifted second baseman, McCoy, who throws him out at first, and the inning is over. A scoreless ninth delivered by Wyatt Mills. There was a hit and a runner left on base. Let's see if the Red Ears can rally at the bottom of the ninth. Our score, Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 2.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. A majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
Well, we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 2. Vegas has brought in Parker Markell, a former Rainier, to work the ninth. And his first pitch to Andrew Knapp is launched to deep center. Back goes McKinney, and he runs it down in the deep part of the ballpark. And there's the first out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Knapp jumped all over this first pitch fastball, hit it well, but Billy McKinney, who's had two balls hit over his head for triples in this game, is able to run this one down. Now Marcus Wilson is the batter. Wilson's 1-for-3 with one of those triples over McKinney. And he takes a fastball for a strike. 0-1 the count. Previous pitcher, Jorge Ruiz, worked one scoreless inning, allowing two hits, struck out three. Next pitch to Wilson is called a strike at the very bottom of the automated strike zone. There's some booing of the computer umpire going on here at Cheney Stadium. Markell, big strikeout pitcher, 26 strikeouts in 18 innings this year, has walked 9, 3-0 with a 2.00 ERA. 0-2 to Wilson's outside for a ball. 1-2 the count. One-two pitch is a called strike three with the Markell slider, and down goes Marcus Wilson, and the Rainiers are down to their last out. Billy Hamilton will be the hitter. See if he can get on base and keep this alive. Right-hand batter. And the pitch is a breaking ball outside. 1-0 the count. Next pitch is inside for a ball. 2-0 the count to Hamilton. And the pitch is a fastball up high, ball three. Hamilton will be taking all the way here, one would think. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 3-1. Mason McCoy is on deck for the Radiators. Celtic after him. 3-1 pitch is fouled back. Count goes full, 3-2. So the Radiators are down to their last strike. Now here comes the 3-2, and it is up and away, ball four, and Hamilton draws a walk, and the Red Ears are still alive here. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. He's 1-for-3 with a single today. And the pitch is a breaking ball outside. 1-0. There goes Hamilton. The pitch is a called strike, and Hamilton just takes second base, and he's not going to get credited with a steal. That's just defensive indifference. The Aviators didn't care with a four-run lead and two outs in the ninth. But Hamilton takes that base because it eliminates a force out. So now the 1-1 is bounced foul on the first base side. If there's a difficult grounder, say, hit up the middle, that maybe the second baseman has to field behind the bag, and it would be easier for him to shovel it to the shortstop at second base for a force out than to throw to first. Well, by just taking that bag that the Aviators gave him, that is no longer a possibility, and you force the infielder to make perhaps a harder throw. 1-2 pitch is in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. So 2-2 the count to McCoy. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. And the Raiders have dropped their third in a row. This one by a final score of 6-2. And Tacoma will look to get back on track tomorrow in the 5:05 p.m. game here at Chidi Stadium. Daniel Ponce de Leon on the mound tomorrow against Parker Dunshy. Tune in for our pregame at 4:55. Vegas takes it 6-2. Stick around. The Tacoma Rainiers post-game show is coming up next.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusOfTacomaFife.com.
If your vehicle squeals or grinds when you slow down or just isn't stopping like it used to, you may need new brake rotors and pads. Now through June 28th at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore safe braking and save money now at O'Reilly Auto Parts or order online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community.
all Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, the Red Ears drop this one to Las Vegas, 6-2, the final score tonight at Cheney Stadium. And the Red Ears won the opening game of the series against Las Vegas, but now the Aviators have won the next three. And the Red Ears having trouble scoring runs these last couple of days. One run on Wednesday, two runs yesterday, and two runs today. So five runs total in the last three games. That's not going to cut it very often, and that has caused the Red Ears to drop three in a row here to the Aviators. Fireworks show about to start here at Cheney Stadium. You're going to get to hear it. Meanwhile, let's recap the scoring. Vegas got three runs in the first when, with two outs, they had four consecutive hits against Tacoma starter Justice Sheffield. Shea Langeliers started it off with a base hit to right with two outs. Then Matt Davidson singled through the vacant right side of the infield. Dermis Garcia hit a hard liner into right center, low to the ground for an RBI double, making it 1-0. And then Jonah Bride doubled over the head of the Red Ears left fielder and off the fence to bring in two more runs. Three runs scored on four consecutive two-out hits in the first inning, and Vegas had the 3-0 lead, and they never gave it up. Red Ears, though, were in it in the early innings. Jared Kelnick led off the bottom of the first inning against Vegas starter Adrian Martinez with a triple off the base of the wall in dead center field, and then he would score on a sack fly off the bat of Eric Mejia, and that made it 3-1. Then in the third inning, with one out, Kelnick lined a solo homer to left center field, his second since joining the Red Ears, making him 2-for-2 on the day, and Vegas had a 3-2 lead. The Red Ears back within one. Sheffield had settled down, worked pretty easy scoreless innings in the second and the third. In the fourth, he allowed a one-out single, and then with two outs, Nick Allen had a base hit to right. Dalton Kelly hit a grounder to first that looked like it was going to end the inning, but it went off the glove of first baseman Joe Odom, a catcher who was in the lineup at first base today, and that loaded the bases. It brought up Drew Jackson. Sheffield hadn't walked anybody all night, and on a full count pitch to Jackson, he walked him. Not only did he not walk a batter tonight, he didn't walk anyone in his last start or in the final couple of innings in his start prior to that. He'd gone 11 and a third innings without walking anyone, but he walked Jackson on the full count pitch to force in a run in the fourth. And that made it Vegas 4-2. In the fifth inning, Sheffield got a couple of outs, but then Dermis Garcia hit a single. That was it for Justice. 90 pitches today, the most he's thrown since being optioned to AAA and stretched out as a starter. The Red Ears went to Ian McKinney, and another run ended up scoring as McKinney walked Jonah Bride. Christian Lopes had a single to load the bases, and then a wild pitch with two outs brought in Garcia from third and made it 5-2 Las Vegas. They added another one in the seventh with Fernando Abad on the hill. Two outs. Dermis Garcia roped an opposite field home run, his third hit of the game. He had a big game. It was his fifth homer of the season, and that made it Vegas 6-2. Garcia was 3-for-5. With a double, a homer, three runs scored, and two runs batted in. He filled up the box score today. Well, the one guy on the Red Ears who filled up the box score was Jared Kelnick. He tripled in the first, homered in the third, singled in the fifth, was a double away from hitting for the cycle when he batted in the eighth, facing Jorge Ruiz. He only hit a single. He hit a grounder right out to left field, a clean single, and no chance of stretching it into a double. And ended up being his fourth hit of the game, though. And the game ended with him on deck when the final out was made in the ninth, so he didn't get another shot to hit for the cycle. But the highlight for the Red Ears today, definitely Jared Kelnick. He went 4-for-4, scored 2 runs, hit a homer, hit a triple, and drove in 1 on the solo homer. So Kelnick starred, but the Red Ears lose it 6-2, the final score. Here are the final totals in today's ballgame. For Las Vegas, 6 runs, 12 hits, 1 error. They left 8 on base. For Tacoma, 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They left 7 on base. Winning pitcher is Adrian Martinez. Strong outing for Vegas. His first win of the year. He's 1-2. Sheffield takes the loss. He's 0-4. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 36 minutes. The attendance, 4,226. With the win, Vegas is now 25-21 on the year, and the Red Ears fall to 16-30. These two teams meet again tomorrow at 5:05, and the Red Ears have Daniel Ponce de Leon on the hill. Pre-game show will begin at 4:55. Vegas wins it 6-2. The final. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Vegas defeats Tacoma 6-2, the final score today. Now let's take a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Good day for the Mariners in the big leagues. They beat Justin Verlander and the Astros tonight by a final score of 6-1. He had 4 home runs off of Verlander, including in the first inning, 2-run shots by both Julio Rodriguez, his 6th, and Kyle Lewis hit his first of the year, first in a calendar year, as he went deep. The M's also had home runs later on from Ty France and Taylor Trammell, all of them coming against Verlander, who falls to 6-2 on the year. Chris Flexen went 7 innings, allowed just 1 run, and he gets the win. He's 2-6 on the year. Mariners win the opener of the 3-game series against the Astros and upset Verlander to do so. 6-1 the final. Other finals in the American League today. Baltimore scored 10 runs over the course of the final 3 innings at Fenway today, overcame an 8-2 deficit, and beat the Red Sox 12-8. Anthony Santander had the go-ahead RBI single in the 9th inning. He also added a 2-run home run during that rally. Jorge Mateo had a big 3-run homer during that rally as well. Orioles defeat the Red Sox in Boston. Yankees shut out the Rays 2-0 in Tampa Bay. Jameson Taillon with 8 shutout innings of 2-hit ball. Solo homers by Gleyber Torres and Matt Carpenter, the new Yankee. And the Yankees lead the AL East by 6.5 games over Tampa. The Twins outslugged the Royals 10-7 in Minneapolis. Carlos Correa with the go-ahead home run in the 4th inning. He's got 3 home runs this year. Jorge Polanco also went deep as the Twins 10 runs on 15 hits today against Kansas City. Meanwhile, Bobby Witt Jr. for the Royals, single, triple, homer, 3 runs batted in. Big game for Bobby Witt Jr., one of the top young players in the game. Blue Jays defeat the Angels 4-3 in Anaheim in a game that just went final. Nice start for Alec Manoa. 2 runs allowed over 6 innings. He didn't get the decision. They won in the late innings as the Blue Jays defeat the Angels 4-3 the final. Rangers knock off the A's 8-5 in Oakland as the Rangers had 13 hits today. And they end up winning that one, holding Oakland to just 5 hits in that game. And that's another one that was decided late. Guardians at Detroit, postponed in Detroit. National League, Mets defeat the Phillies 8-6. Big game for Pete Alonso, a double, a homer, and four runs batted in. He's up to a dozen home runs this season. The Braves got a go-ahead two-run double from Ozzie Albies in the seventh inning, and they hold on to beat the Marlins 6-4. Cardinals knock off the Brewers 4-2 in St. Louis as Paul Goldschmidt homered his ninth of the year. He has an 18-game hitting streak. The Reds rookie Graham Ashcraft allowed no earned runs in six and a third innings and got his first big league victory against San Francisco. Reds 5, Giants 1, the final from Cincinnati. Dodgers hold off the Diamondbacks 6-4 in Arizona. Mookie Betts with his 13th home run of the season. Padres edge the Pirates 4-3 in San Diego. Former Rainier Nabil Chrismat with his third win out of the Padres bullpen this season. And they had a postponement in the National League, too. Colorado at Washington rained out. They're going to play two tomorrow. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Tacoma, the Aviators defeat the Red Ears 6-2. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Fireworks show has ended here at Cheney Stadium. The Red Air is looking for some fireworks on offense. They are missing right now. Tacoma has scored just 5 runs total in the last 3 games, all of which have been losses. The pitching's been pretty good. 3-1 loss on Wednesday, 5-2 yesterday. Today, Vegas got to 6, 6-2. In fact, Vegas had 12 hits today. They had a good offensive game today. But the Red Air's just 2 runs in this one. They had 8 hits in the game, half of them by Jared Keldick. Keldick was 4-for-4 with 2 singles, a triple, and a homer. Great game for Keldick. The rest of the guys, though, just 4 hits, and Vegas takes it 6-2 is the final score. Other finals from the Pacific Coast League tonight. Reno defeats Oklahoma City 3-2 in Bricktown. Stone Garrett with his 13th home run of the year. El Paso was a 9-5 winner against Sugarland. Albuquerque outslugged Round Rock at Isotopes Park 12-9. The two teams combined for 29 hits in that one. And Salt Lake holds on to first place in the West by defeating the Sacramento Rivercats 10-4, the final in Sacramento. Well, the Red Ears will be back at it tomorrow at 5:05. Daniel Ponce de Leon starts for Tacoma. Parker Dungey is on the hill for Vegas. And our pregame show will begin at 4:55. Join us here at wearetacoma.com/broadcast and on MILB TV. Well, that'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where once again our final score today was Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 2. Have a great night.